We're at the West King Supers, okay?
And I pulled up and I see these four children in a circle holding hands. And God says, they're praying. And they had their heads down and they're praying. So I got off real quiet, closed my door quiet, and I started kind of walking on an angle where they still didn't see me.
One family?
It was one family.
Okay.
And then and I was like, I told the Lord, I said, there's only one family. And he says, they're coming. Like, they'll be coming. But I wanted to hear what those kids were praying. And one kid goes, dear Lord, you said that man doesn't live by bread alone, but I could sure use a toast right now with some butter. And I could sure use a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on some bread. Simple stuff, but to them, they didn't have it. They needed something to eat. And they were tired of crackers and peanut butter, but they wanted bread. And then the little girl goes, I could sure use a pancake right now because I love pancakes. All their prayer was about food. And this little boy, Josiah, goes, and Lord, my name is Josiah. You already know me, but we keep asking for food, but we really should be thanking you that we're alive. He's only 9 years old. And the parent, the two parents that were there, their parents, they were sitting on the curb by their station wagon, and they were just, they had their heads down, just listening to their children pray. But yet, they still hadn't seen me, because I was kind of at an angle. But I was listening, and then finally Josiah said, my dad said that we have to wait here for a miracle. Doesn't matter how long it takes, but I'm sure getting thirsty, and I could use a glass of orange juice right now. Like, you know, if people would think about the simple stuff that they drink every day, they have everything, but to them, they didn't even have orange juice at home. Like, that was, and then Josiah goes, in Jesus' glorious name, amen. You heard our prayer. Now we're going to wait for a miracle. So then the dad goes, that was the most beautiful prayer that I have heard you kids pray. And Luke goes, Dad, we learned how to pray from you and Mom. Because you guys pray with your hearts, not with your head. Those kids are going to be amazing witnesses for God. And then I came around the station wagon with my Bible, and they're like, the kids go, are you here to preach to us? Are you here to tell us about Jesus? I said, I heard a lot about Jesus in your prayers. All of you are hungry. They said, yeah, we ran out of main food 2 days ago. We're living on crackers and peanut butter. And then she goes, little Ruth said, but we're thankful for that because at least we have some food. There's people in this world that doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
But I'm not complaining. It's just be nice to have a pancake right now. She kept talking about pancakes. And then here comes a car. And I was like, it's got to be sister or brother. And it was a brother and a sister. They came. They got out. They said, well, we just spent our last $10 on gas to get over here because you said there's a miracle that's going to happen today for us to come, so we're here. And I said, their last $10 to put gas. And I was like, so if somebody would come to you and bring you a miracle from God so you guys could buy groceries, what would you say to that? And they said, our faith would be built up and our tummies would be full. Did you get what I just said? Like, They didn't say, oh, our stomachs would be full, we'd be so happy. No. Mm-hmm. Faith would be built up. That's what the first thing they said. Mm-hmm. In the, and Ruth goes, this man right here is our miracle. I know it. I know he is. And the mom goes, Ruth, he's a man that apparently is a Christian, and we could see it, and he's probably a street pastor or something, because look what his shirt says. And she goes, he was brought here by God. She knew it. And then she goes, sir, why are you here? And I said, well, first of all,
Ruth,
we
got
Ruth. Okay. Yeah. She goes, I said, well, first of all, it's because of God I'm here, but also because of Blue Mustang. And the boy that hadn't said anything so far, he looked over to me and he goes, my name is Matthew, and is that a car? Like, a car talk to you? He's only 6 years old, so yeah. He was, I said, well, no, let me explain who Blue Mustang is. So then I told him about your nickname, who gave it to you. The gang members said that? Oh my goodness. So then I said, yes. Because who said that? And he says, he called over Lydia and Julia and the other girl, those three girls in the other car, and they came over and they said, have you guys prayed for the miracle today yet? And those three kids said no. And so they got in a circle again, just the children, and prayed again while I was talking to the parents. Mm. And they said,
this had to combine all the kids from both families now.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was so cute because they thanked God even before the adults did. But see, they learned how to pray from their parents. Mm-hmm. And so they went around the circle and prayed again, all of them. And then they came back and they said, so, okay, we need to know why you're here, because you're not here by coincidence or by mistake. I said, no. I said, so I have a gift for each of you families so you can buy groceries. And they're like, that would be a blessing because we're hungry. And one of the boys, I think his name was Lucas, but I can't remember. But he said, I'm sure tired of bologna sandwiches, man. I can't eat another bologna sandwich. And Ruth goes, well, at least you have bread. Because they didn't have any.
Yeah.
See how important that is?
Yeah.
It's like, and I was like, why don't we just pray and thank the Lord for sending Blue Mustang to you guys? Because it's a gift from him. But God gave him a ministry for families that are hungry. And so we prayed again, and then little Ruth came over and she put her hand around my back and put it on my middle of my back. She was a little girl and she just was praying for me and with us. And then I said, Blue Mustang gave you each of you $140 to go and sing, but it's not $140 anymore. Like this, he gave a little extra for each of you. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, he gave extra because he didn't want to pull out anything else or something? And I'm like, because I had some extra from, so God says, don't give him the 140, give him 150 each, because I had extra. And he's like, oh, how do you guys do that? Like, they were trying to figure all that out, but they weren't even worried about what they were getting. They were trying to figure out 150 instead of 140? Because they, what? That's so awesome. They're like, they couldn't figure it out. And then they started laughing about it. It was just so cute. Anyway, I gave them the money. And instead of saying, let's go in the store and get some food, they said no. I gave them the money and they go, let's thank our Lord for this gift, for this miracle, and for Blue Mustang. So we spent like 5 minutes praying because all the kids were praying out loud, the parents were praying out loud, for you and for the Lord and thanking the Lord and thanking you. Then they said, why don't we go get some groceries now? Get some bread and some pancakes. Let me tell you, all I did was cry because all they were thanking God was for the money, for being able to get groceries, and that God is so faithful. See you, man. And they said, you know, God is never late, but he's never early.
That's for sure.
That's what it says.
I can live it. I can sell that one.
That's what Josiah said. Mm. And he says that because his dad always says that. God's never late, but he's never early either. So, and the kids, they were like, can we go inside and get some food now? I look over my left and I heard the two girls coming. There's Sonny again.
Yeah.
They were running, but they had carts. Each of them had carts running towards me. And then they put the kids in those carts and took them into the store, talking to them, praising God for them. And I saw each girl give the moms a gift card. I didn't know how much it was at the time.
So yeah.
I went in with them for a little while, go shopping. And the girls had given their allowance of $50 for the week. They get $50 gift cards to these families. He says, you know what, Sonny? Every week we look for a family that you can tell that they're hurting. They bring a list and they only buy 2-3 things and you know that they need more.
Mm-hmm.
So every week I give $50 to a family that are hungry. They need food. Blue Mustang taught me it's better to give than to receive. I was like, it's beautiful. And so when they went in shopping, they were like, they didn't go crazy. They bought what they needed, not what they wanted. And they were just praising God. You could see their whole face change from like despair to, oh my goodness, I can't believe we're gonna buy some bread and the cake, pancake mix and eggs and sausage, and they were just excited to get what they could.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager comes around the corner and goes, oh, two more families, huh, Sonny? I go, yeah, man, they're buying some groceries. Blue Mustang came through again, and I go, every week, man, he blesses families. He goes, I'm going to bless them too. So he takes off, he comes back, $100 gift card, so they could go put gas or buy more groceries. They learned how to give there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why God's blessing that store. So then I was like, man, I really miss the ghetto. You know, I miss going there. Yeah. I can see. God goes, why don't you go to that parking lot and go pray before you go and minister to gangs? So I went over there. I had 4 dozen donuts I was taking to some of the gang members. Plus, I had all those burritos and stuff. So I got there, and there was a family sitting there by their picnic table by, you know, that store. And I pulled up and I said, hey, you guys want some donuts and some milk? They're like, that would be a blessing, man, because we haven't had breakfast today. So I took out the donuts, and one of the girls, she was 11 or 12, she called her sister, her cousin, said, hey, we're here at the grocery store and this guy has donuts and milk. You ought to get over here. Well, here comes a group, a family of 5. And they cleaned house on the donuts, man. Let me tell you.
Mm.
They didn't want any burritos. They just wanted donuts and milk. I got to pray with them, just love on them, and just ask if they had prayer requests. And then the manager comes out, and he goes, you guys hungry? We just fixed some chicken in the back. It's like, we can make some chicken sandwiches or something. They go, we just ate a ton of donuts. We're full right now. He says, well, come back later and we'll see what we got. Let me tell you, the difference between the west side and the east side is night and day.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But I still go there because God says to go and witness there. But if you go further east from the ghetto, that's where all those gangs are.
Mm-hmm.
We were eating donuts and I could hear some shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, like, Lord, why can't this stop? He says, you said to send you, then go. Go and see what's happening. And sure enough, that's when I got there, and those three gangs at that park. And they had already done some shooting, and I didn't see anybody on the ground. I don't know what that shooting was about at the time. So when I pulled up, I was like, I'll just start putting burritos on the tailgate, and hopefully they'll come over. And God goes, hopefully, they'll come. So I pulled up, and then when I got there, I looked over to the right, and they had this young man. I was 15 years old. They had pistols on his head. And I, as God says, why don't you go and stand beside him? Like, why don't you go and take his place? And I was like, take his place? Are we willing to lay our lives down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus did. Yeah. He laid his life down for us. That's what God reminded me. So I went over there and I said, hey, this young man right here is what, 14 or 15? He says, yeah, he just turned 16. He mouthed off to the leader. I said, well, you know what? Jesus Christ gave his life. So I want to give my life for him. Let him go. His sun is still rising. My sun is setting. I have been here a long time. I'm 60 years old.
Yeah.
And he's 15, so let him go. My life is almost over. His is just beginning. So they said, see you around, kid. Get out of here. Don't come to this gang again. And that boy took off. And so I stepped into where he was at, and they go, we're not going to do nothing to you, sonny. You bring us breakfast, man. How are we going to shoot you? And I said, hey, man. That young man needs Jesus just like you guys. He needs forgiveness just like you guys. He goes, tell us about Jesus when we're eating breakfast, man, because we're hungry.
Yeah.
Out of those three gangs, 24 gave their heart to God. Let me tell you what, it took a good 4 hours to do. But God was working on their heart the whole time. They said, how can you make it sound so easy to accept Jesus? Like, I've made a lot of sins, man. Like, I've done a lot of bad things, man. Like, I have so many sins in my heart, in my life. Like, how can Jesus love me? He says, well, he sent his son, Jesus. God sent Jesus for us. That's how much, I said, John 3:16 says it all. For God so loved the world. And they're like, yeah, man.
It also says we all have fallen short. All. It emphasizes the word all.
Like he came through the sinners, which is the world. And it's like, all you got to do is ask for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Ask Jesus come in your heart. And they're like, it's that easy? You know, they kept saying that. I said, yes, it is. I said, how about you guys? Anybody has gone to church when you were little? If you have, come over here on the right side. Well, more than half of them did. But they have been broken. Something happened. And I said, what was your guys' favorite song? And one kid goes, I remember this song. It talks about Jesus' Amazing Grace or something, man. That was a pretty powerful song. Click, I put it on my stereo, on the outside speakers, and they just like, that was a powerful song, Sonny. So then their whole meaner was like, instead of being mean, they started calming down.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey man, can you play that one song my grandma sang to me, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder? That was an old hymn.
Oh, that is.
So I found it, I played it, and they're like, yep, that was it, man. My grandma sang that all the time. And then she would ask us, is your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Because when the roll is called up yonder, are you going to be there or not? She would always point that out to me. I haven't forgotten that. I said, it's not too late to give your heart to Jesus or to come back to him, because he's never left you. That's when they started giving their hearts to God. Now my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I got to call my grandma. I say, how you doing? It's like, sometimes it takes 20 minutes for somebody to give their heart to the Lord. Sometimes it takes hours, but I don't give up. That testimony you gave about those men at Carl's Jr., that's priceless. Now you know what I see all the time, and what we see. When God brings people into our lives, what are we going to do? How are we going to act? How are we going to treat them? How are we going to bless them? It's like, we just don't stop. I just love that.
Is this down here?
Yeah.
This one's a mixture